Hey, I'm Jonathan Hugo.
And I'm Evan DiAgostino. And you're listening to, well, we're still figuring it out.
Because, they phrased it that way, because it's if you said the first thing I would do, I would go into a very conservative answer of like...
I'd put the money in the bank.
Exactly. So the first thing I would buy... First thing I would buy... Probably a house. My dream house. Meaning that there's like a lot of basement space that you can transform into a lot of stuff. You know, there's a lot of room for growth.
Would you get a house that... Like how expensive are we talking this house?
Out of the $5 million, I would probably spend...
Would you spend like $1 million?
I would probably spend like 800,000 to $1 million, yeah.
A decent sized house. Now,
$5 million, is that taxed?
No, just okay. $5 million right, cash. Right. Would you get a house that you like? It's like a fixer upper, like a house you could buy for like $300, and then
that's
just like upgrade
one.
It.
No, because
you
be
can
my,
find a diamond in the rough somewhere.
Thing. That'd be my second thing.
Or would you get a house that's already?
I would get the house
because you can get a house that's like you need to fix up, and
but it
make
has
it
a
your
lot
own.
Of land. Yeah,
make it your own.
What would you do?
It's a tough question. First thing I'd buy is a car.
Really?
A car. Yeah, it's not, and here's the thing, I wouldn't go crazy with the car. I'm not really into fancy cars. I just like...
What car would you get?
Oh, man.
Because in order to get a car, you would think, hey, I have a dream car.
Well, here's the thing, is like, I know right now what I need is a car. Right, my car is
kind
of garbage.
So you think $5 million would help with that need?
Yeah, it would, but that's the problem is that like, I don't know what I would get. Oh, man. Because like right now, I really want a Honda Civic. But it's like, if I buy $5 million, I don't need a Honda Civic.
I like it though. You're not standing
it's like,
out. No one knows you won $5 million.
Right.
You don't go
I mean,
and
I'd
buy
get
something.
I'd get a brand new
Honda Civic. Right.
But I don't know. It's like, I could get something else. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just going to go with the brand new Honda Civic. Because that's what I want right now. And to be completely honest,
because
I'm not really into cars. That's what I'd do. But that's an immediate need, so.
Right.
Honda Civic would be the first thing I'd buy. Then I would probably buy a house, yeah. And I would also go on a wicked vacation.
Yeah,
I would
true.
I would take a sick trip. Like,
the thing is,
I'd
I
go
don't know the cost
months.
Of vacations. Meaning, like...
It's not going to cost you... it wouldn't be like... I wouldn't be blowing $1 million on this vacation.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm
like,
saying, like, I'll take 20 grand.
Could
and go.
You have the same fund for 20,000 as opposed to 50,000?
I feel like I could.
I could too, but that's what I'm saying. Is like, why do people spend more money on vacation?
How much do people normally spend on vacation? It's just not something I know.
I'm just saying, say, you know, billionaires. Like, where does Bill Gates go on vacation?
Does Bill Gates go on vacation?
Maybe not.
I mean, do you get that rich from going on vacation? I don't know.
I feel like at this point,
he probably does take some breaks, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What does he do?
Like, he could probably go anywhere.
Oh, he could definitely go anywhere. He can go anywhere he wants. At basically, I feel like any time he wants. He's got complete freedom.
Yeah, yeah. But where do you go with him?
North Korea.
He's...
Yeah.
Maybe.
Most people can't go to North Korea. I bet you Bill Gates can go to North Korea.
He probably could.
To North
Korea. No, you could probably tell them, hey, listen, I'll give you like...
I'll give you some money.
I'll give you like $20 million.
I feel like they'd want more than that. I feel like...
$20 million?
I don't know. How does that... What does that convert to North Korean currency? Does North Korea have currency?
I think it's like overinflated. I think it's like really bad.
I don't know what their deal is.
But I feel like 20 million would go a long way.
20 million would definitely go a long way.
Especially if you're like a country.
You know what's crazy about North Korea? You think about it. Their people there literally don't like
know
the outside world. They're just completely closed off. It's like one of those weird video games where like...
Right.
You're like, it's like one of those war video games, and you hear like a little speaker from like this like government drone
right.
who's just like spewing propaganda on a loop.
That's
I feel like
is.
That's what they hear all day.
Yeah. They don't have any internet.
It's
kind of
crazy.
Yeah, they have nothing. Yeah. There's no technology, there's no businesses.
I just don't know how they do it. Well, I guess that's just, they were raised in it, and they don't really know anything else.
No.
But,
I always had that thought of, you know, if you say there's someone that's born... You know, from birth, and never sees the outside world. Like, literally only sees walls. And at 20 years old, for 20 years, all that's been given to him is food under a door and just has seen walls. and then you drop him in New York City.
Oh, he'd die.
Right.
He might even die before the New York
because City. Because what do you he think he thinks is happening?
He would...
Do you think he goes crazy?
Yeah, he would want to go back to his walls.
Right.
That's what he knows. Right. If he's... Let's say he's still alive.
Right.
He would like definitely go back.
Truman Show. Have you ever seen the Truman
yeah.
Show?
Yeah. Oh, great movie. One of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's the same concept. Like you could,
he won't want the outside world because that's not what.
But in the Truman Show, they depicted it differently. Like he wanted to get out. See, but he wanted to get out because I would be like, well,
he realized his life was a sham. I'm thinking that you're taking this kid that was just grown up in a box, right? Like his whole life in the Truman Show was just basically, it was just a. His life was literally.
Right.
A sham.
Right.
And he realized that everything was fake and everything was set up.
He still had to realize that, though.
He had to realize that, but I feel like if you're just living in a box, that is your reality.
Right, right.
Right. And then if you just get placed somewhere, because he had to find it out. This person was not like, oh, I'm in a box. I need to get out.
Right.
This person was, this box is my home. I'm being taken from my home and put in this crazy world with really tall things.
Probably even if he saw a person.
Probably doesn't even know, he wouldn't even know what another person was. He probably doesn't even know what he looks like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just weird. It's weird to think about. If you could have named yourself, what name would you have picked?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like I'm asking you a lot of questions.
Yeah. I'm trying to, you can give me a list too.
All right.
What was that called? Table
Talks? No, it's actually, I'm on realsimple.com. If you want to look it up, let me see what the link is here. I actually just Googled.
Real Simple Talk.
No, I Googled Table Talk questions for Thanksgiving. It was just one of the options. And I was like, oh, that sounds fun. So I clicked it and I got to this page here. So Real Simple. But answer the question. If you could have named yourself, what would you have picked?
Well, you've seen the question, so I'll let you go first. Because I have to think about that a little bit.
Okay. If you could name yourself. To be honest, I'm not a huge fan of the name Evan.
Really?
So, yeah. And for some reason, I've always... Evan's not a super common name. But there are people. There are Evans. I know a few Evans.
Right.
And the Evans that I've met...
You don't like.
I don't like.
Right.
So I think it's kind of just caused me to kind of dislike
not like
my name.
Evan.
Yeah. But again, I can't imagine being called anything else. So it's like, for me, like the name I could imagine actually would be Matthew, which is my middle name.
Okay.
And I don't mind the name Matthew. I think the name Matthew's fine.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I think so, yeah. If I could be named something else, probably be Matthew. Or if I could be called something else, I'd go by him.
That's interesting. Because I actually just, when I was thinking about it, well, that goes back to the kind of the other conversation too. Is like,
which
isn't it interesting that you could dislike your name when you grew up with your name?
Yeah.
Meaning that like your
entire
life.
I don't like dislike their name though.
That's interesting.
My sister doesn't like her name either.
Really?
Yeah.
Joya.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Because
I've never thought about it. Like, this is how I'm like identified. Unless it's like a name where I feel like it actually like influences your life.
Because
there's been times, for instance, like at my job where I've had to call a client and their name is borderline either a girl or a guy and I don't know, right? So then when I'm emailing them or something like that, you don't reference like gender at all, but then like you're talking to them and then like, I just feel like that can like throw people off a little bit and you don't want to, you know, so I'll be talking to somebody and then about this person, but I don't know if they're a guy or a girl and be like, well, you know, just tell him to do this or tell her to do this. And then they're like, oh no, it's actually a guy. Where I feel like that like influences.
So do you
like,
think that world. That would that warrant somebody to change their name? Would that cost them?
Unless they,
so
I would,
that's not
I
a huge issue
it.
For them.
I would do it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you,
my
name, your
name would be.
Cause no one, if you see Jonathan on a computer screen, like you say,
yeah,
your name,
you know
you're a guy.
The only thing I would say that I guess bothers me about my name is that no one knows how to spell it.
No one knows how to spell Jonathan?
No, I get
J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N?
Correct. I see J-O-H-N-A-T-H-A-N. I see J-O-N-A-T-H-O-N. Jonathan. Like, I see all these different things. I get called John, Johnny, John. Like, you know, all these different things. So...
What do you prefer, by the way?
Exactly. I've never had a preference because it's too exhausting for me to tell people, call me this.
But do you have a preference?
No.
So you're okay being called Jonathan or Johnny?
Yeah. Don't
or
care.
Or John?
Don't care.
Because I've always called you Johnny or Jonathan.
Maybe I would say if I had John
is at the bottom of the list.
Because John's a name. Like, J-O-H-N is a name.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say that's probably the list. But if I had to change it, it would probably be... It's funny because this is not copying you. Would be probably like Michael. Which is my middle name.
Oh, your middle name. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
Really? I kind of like the name Mike. I have a friend named Mikey.
See, I'm not a fan of the name Mike. Really? But I like the name Michael.
Right. I like Michael. I think it's a kind of like a formal name.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also dress it down.
Yeah, but, you definitely could.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, I forget what you were saying. You said something. But I forget what it was. But like, it just made me think of this. Have you ever read How to Win Friends and Influence People?
No, but I know.
You should
book.
Read it. Very it's a good book. My brother got it for me for Christmas one year. Really good book. And something that Dale Carnegie writes in the book is how important names are to people. And if you think about it, it's like really true. Like, if you say, like, okay, so if I were to ask you, how are you doing? It's a pretty standard question, and you'd probably just answer, I'm good, whatever. You know, standard fake answer that everybody gives.
Right.
But if I were to, how are you doing, Jonathan? You're a little bit more...
That's
like,
interesting, yeah.
You can kind of hear... It's a little bit more personal.
Right.
And you can kind of, like, maybe even give a little bit more of an honest answer.
Right.
You know? And it's very interesting in just that little thing. But, like, you can use this in so many different ways. It's like, if you're saying hi to somebody, say... Instead of just saying, hey...
Right.
Hey, how are you, Jonathan?
Right. And I'm sure that even works
to hear your name is like... It's like, oh, this person knows who I am.
Right.
This person cares. They care to remember my name.
Yeah.
They care to mention my name.
Which
they kind of care about me.
A lot of people don't do.
No.
As
and I want to make a point
they
of...
drop out of mind.
The problem is, and this is an issue I feel like I've just recently realized that I'm having, is I'll introduce myself to somebody. I'll say my name is Evan. They'll give me their name, and I will completely forget their name.
I agree.
It will literally won't even register to the point where, like, 10 seconds later, I'll walk away.
Right.
Maybe it's like a quick interaction where I'm just quick meeting, and I'll literally be like, shoot, I don't remember this person's name.
Right.
I didn't care about their name.
Right.
I was more concerned about the awkwardness of me being in the vicinity of this person without introducing myself than actually wanting to meet this person.
Right.
It's like, it's weird if I'm in this room without introducing myself, so I need to just say, hey, I'm Evan.
Yeah.
But
it's more awkward to not do
that. It's more awkward to not do that because at least we acknowledge each other, even though I know I'm not going to talk to him again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to either get I don't want to take the time to know him, which is kind of rude or potentially rude. Or I just want to avoid the awkwardness of...
But I have a theory.
I don't know.
Well, not even a theory. I have a thought. Like, if you went into every room and had to have this intention of meeting everyone and, like, you know, like, actually, like, caring about it...
I feel like you'd get exhausted.
You would get exhausted. Because... And then the person that you're talking to, you're like, hey, I gotta go meet that person now. It's like, you're kind of all over the place, but...
How do you exit conversations? So if you're having
really
a conversation,
poorly.
So I'm really bad at that
really
too.
Bad.
And it gets to sometimes where it'll just like, I know I'll want to stop talking to this person.
Right.
Not for any bad reason or anything, but it's just like, all right, I think it's time.
Everything's
in my
fine.
Head, it's
right.
just like, all right, let's move on. And I want to go see someone else. I don't know how to end the conversation, especially if it's like we're at the same party or we're in the same place. And I'm like, they're in the room.
Right.
You know, it's not like I'm leaving. Because if I'm leaving, I can always say, all right, well, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see you later.
Right.
And that's normal. But if I'm in the same party and I just wanna stop talking to this person, I can't go, like, well, it was fun talking to you, because that's weird.
And then I always feel bad being like, hey, I'm gonna go get a drink or something like that. where it's like you're almost like doing another activity to like get to out of the conversation. Talking.
Right. Is there a polite way to say
I enjoyed talking to you?
I'm gonna go talk to somebody else.
There's probably a book on that.
There should be, if there isn't. Because that's kind of rude. It's kind of like, oh. Especially if the other person's super engaged. Like, if the other person, if you can tell if the other person, like, isn't interested in the conversation, and you both kind of want out, it's like, right, I know this person doesn't want to talk to me, and then you can kind of say whatever to get out of there. And they're probably going to be relieved. But if the person's, like, actually genuinely interested in talking to you, and you really don't want to, saying that is like, oh, it's kind of like a shot to them. It's like, that kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk to that person. They want to go talk to someone else. And it's just like, what do you do?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you wait for something to come up?
It's like, I think every person's different. Because like you said, there's going to be different situations.
I can't exit conversations. I'm really bad at it. Just don't know what to say.
And then you just feel weird.
It's like, oh, have a good day. Nope, don't say that. I'm not a psychopath.
It's nighttime.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no.
Have you had that happen before where you say, like, have a good day, and it's like, at, like, nighttime, like, I mean, like, 10, 11 o'clock. I feel like...
No, I don't think I have.
I've said it a few times to people, and I'm like, I feel so dumb that I just said that.
No, I've never had...
Have you ever said it? Or have you ever said, like, have a good night, and it's, like, you know, like, 12 or, like, earlier?
You mean earlier in the day?
Yeah, like,
or, like, in the
like,
evening?
No, say, like, 11 in the morning or something like
and
that.
And I say, have a good night?
Yeah.
No, I've never...
I guess I have more, when I worked at Old Navy, I would, you know, I did like a night shift, and then immediately did like a morning shift. So the night shift, there was a lot of people, so I kept saying, have a good night, have a good night, have a good night. So then I go to home, I go straight to bed, I wake up in the morning shift, and then have to like interact with people in the same way. So then I kept saying, have a good night, and then they would go, it's the morning sun, and then and they kept addressing it. I'm like, sorry, and then you gotta do the whole explaining
thing.
But
no, I never had that issue. I'm a big user, and I don't like this because I think it makes me feel old, even though for the record I'm only 21 years old.
Right.
It makes me feel like I'm
recorded.
Like, no, it makes me feel like I'm 50. I'll go, have a good one. And like, I'm just like, who am I? Like, I'm not wearing a pair of, you know, Air Monarchs, white Nike sneakers, you know. Just, I'm not an old man like that, you know. Tucking in my t-shirt, I don't do that.
That's good.
But yeah, it makes me feel old.
All right, next question.
Give me one.
If you could eat only one food for the entire year, what would it be?
Oof.
And let's just say you're not gonna die from it.
Right. You get no nutrition. It's not like a nutritional thing.
No.
It's not like a.
It's a taste thing. Totally,
or
though.
Could it be a nutritional thing where you have to weigh that? That could be interesting.
It'll be nutritional, but no, because if you can only eat one food, you're not gonna get vegetables and fruit.
Okay, that's true. That's true. All right. So yeah, we'll leave nutrition out of it. Just taste.
Just taste.
Oof! One food for the rest of the year, or for 1 year.
And you also have to think that it might ruin that food for the rest of your life.
My life, yeah. Oh, man. I would definitely, you know, it's not going to be anything like bread-based. I feel like that's going to get really boring after a while.
Hmm. Like a meat.
It's
going to
probably be some sort of meat. Maybe not even a meat, though. Because I could say, like, chicken or something. It's really boring. But, like... Could it be, is it like a, no, it's one food. It's one food. I'm trying to make little like,
I'll give you that though. Meaning like if you did a hamburger.
Right.
Because if you did a pizza, it's like, okay, so can you not have pepperoni or can you not have chicken on it?
Yeah, okay, so one food for the rest of, for 1 year.
Something that you would go out for and like get... Like
a place. Okay.
A main food.
Yeah, it actually would be like a sandwich because you can have a lot on there.
Right.
I would definitely go with I'd go with like an Italian sub. Some lettuce and tomato on there.
Right.
With you know, some mozzarella. You know, get some little you know, roasted red peppers.
Yeah, you can shoot.
You know, some Italian meats. Right. You know.
So it's gonna make it so that you're not
unlike a hero. Yeah.
The same like thing.
I mean, it would be the same thing every day, and it would get old real quick.
Right.
It would definitely get old real quick.
So but, I was gonna say like a burger, or yeah, burger probably.
Or I was thinking also somewhere in the egg department. You do a lot with eggs. Or I feel like you could do a lot with eggs. like an omelet would be nice.
Right.
Because you can have an omelet. Like,
you can make a lot.
Having an Italian sub for breakfast doesn't sound appealing. But that's I can have an omelet. Thing. I can have an omelet for dinner.
That's the other thing, too. You're eating
it. Actually, I take that back. I would not do an Italian sub. It's a bad idea. I get a lot of heartburn from that, too. I would definitely go, like...
I'm going. It doesn't affect you like that, though.
That's true. It doesn't affect it. Okay, I'm going Western omelet. That's eggs...
Right.
Cheese.
Green peppers,
onions, yep. And ham.
Yeah.
That's standard good. Western omelet has ham. I usually sub it out for bacon, but
yeah.
Ham.
I would probably do like a, that's a brutal one. Probably a bacon cheeseburger.
Okay. Having a bacon cheeseburger for breakfast?
At that point, though, no matter what, like, because if you choose a breakfast, I get what you're saying. You're saying, like, a sandwich food is almost universal, where it's like... You can have a sandwich anytime, but like a burger mm-hmm. would not be
yeah.
good. But
okay. Wow, are you looking at the same article as me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine. All right. Okay.
What so, a coincidence! I have that question.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second. Oh, okay. Unfortunately, it's kind of. Annoying because this is it's for Thanksgiving, so it's assuming that you're at a Thanksgiving table with like
10 that's why people. I edited that one
right for 10 people, so it's like which person at this table would make the best news anchor, but okay. Unfortunately it's just me and you,
right?
So it's kind of like I can ask, you know, who's better, me or you, but that would just be kind of boring,
right?
Okay, in your family, your immediate family, who would make the best news anchor? So that's your parent, either of your parents, or either any of your siblings.
My dad.
Okay. Tell me why.
My dad, for those that don't know, was the president of homeschooling. He's also a minister, so he has done a lot of weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I tell you, my dad is also someone that does not plan a single thing. He gets up, and when he's in front of people, he performs amazing. Like, absolutely just, like, is a natural. Everyone loves the way that he, like, just handles events, weddings, you know, speeches, whatever. So, thinking about it, and he's also very outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
So, his personality is kind of, like, drawn to on TV.
You think that would that
yes, transfers to in TV, news I think a news anchor is almost irrelevant because they're just presenting news. I think he would present news in a... interesting way.
An appealing matter.
Where actually matter. Someone would be like, hey, I like that news anchor. Like, could you name a news anchor that, like, is, like, memorable, like, on, like, the main news stations? I don't know too many.
Who's the anchor man?
Exactly.
The guy that Will Ferrell plays. I don't know what it is. Oh, Ron Burgundy. Yeah, Ron Burgundy is probably the most notable news anchor that I know.
Right.
And you, I don't know any real news anchors.
Right.
But.
So that's who I would say. What about you?
Oh, don't ask me that question. Let's skip it. I have no idea. Probably my brother Drew, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, he's... I mean, I don't want to say he's outgoing, but he can... If people are watching him, he can perform.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
What was your favorite thing about where you grew up?
Ooh, okay. Favorite thing about where I grew up? The water, I think.
Okay.
The proximity of the water. So on Long Island, I'm on the South Shore.
Right.
You know this, but
yep. For
people listening.
Yep.
I'm about 5 minutes from, I'm about a 5 minute or 10 minute walk from the bay, the Great South Bay, which is not a huge body of water, but you can certainly swim in it, kind of. It's kind of gross, but.
Did you ever swim in it?
Oh yeah, I've been in the bay. But then also, you know, so 10 minute walk from the bay and then a 15 or 20 minute boat ride across the bay and you get to the Atlantic Ocean and it's right there.
Right.
Or you could drive 20 minutes to, you know, Robert Moses and get to the Atlantic Ocean. So Definitely proximity to the water, and just like
for especially instance, if you're gonna live on Long Island.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I wouldn't say like so where you are. I wouldn't say that I live close to the water.
No.
Just because I live close to the water, but people that live in I don't know like rural Kansas who have never seen an ocean in their life would say
close to water.
Right. They're like, are you kidding me? You drive 30 minutes and you're at the ocean.
In Long Island, yeah. Right.
On Long Island.
I'm probably...
Come on, you're a Long Islander. Don't say in Long Island. On Long Island. Come on.
Okay.
You're an Islander. On Long Island.
Yeah, I don't like saying Islander.
Oh, man.
I'm a Ranger fan.
Stop that.
That's weird.
All right, so you're a Long Islander.
Right.
Don't say in Long Island.
Anyway. The thing is, because I live in Center Reach, I'm probably the furthest point from the water.
Yeah, from either coast.
Yes.
Because you have the...
I'm right.
What do they call it? The sound on the North Shore? Which is really just nothing.
Yeah, and I'm still far from that.
Yeah, well...
I'm about equal from either side. Yeah.
But again, it's like, I don't consider you to be close to the water, but...
Something
kind of crazy. Yeah. But yeah, so I can never... I don't think... It's very tough for me to imagine living away from the water. I can imagine moving, and I've lived... When I lived in Musenberg for a few months in Cape Town, I was still right on the ocean.
Right.
And I was like, I literally, you could see the ocean from my house window.
You've always been there.
And I just can't envision living not close to the water. Right. I feel like with the water there's always something to go do. And even if you're not in the water, you can still go see the water.
Yes.
Which sounds weird, but like...
It would be the same thing if you were living near the mountains.
Yeah, you can always go for a hike.
You can go for a hike, you can go just look at mountains, or like, it's just something to...
Just something to do. And, it's, so definitely, I think that's definitely my favorite part about where I grew up. Let's see. Okay.
Please, David, don't interrupt.
If you had a uniform that you had to wear every day, what would it be?
I'm gonna pull the line from... Actually, I don't think it's from him. I think it's Barney Stinson.
Okay.
I would probably wear a three-piece suit.
Really?
Yes.
You'd suit up?
Suit up.
For how long was it?
Probably.
Every day. Oh, every day. You'd suit up for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. See, I...
That's an aggressive stance, but...
No, but it makes sense, though. You'll never be underdressed.
No. And think about it, like, if you choose, like, the beach look...
Always the best looking one in the room.
If you choose the beach look, you are ultimately always gonna be cold in the winter.
Well, I'm thinking uniform is more of, like, I don't know if it's asking, like...
What to wear for
what
the rest
you
of
would
life?
Wear for the rest of your life? I think it's like literally uniform.
Oh, okay.
Uniform
every day though is like what I guess you would.
I don't know. Yeah, what would you call what would be a daily uniform?
Because that I would think if you're going like uniform, I think of like okay, like a school or work.
Yeah.
I have a uniform at work. Like so, maybe like when you go do your activity for the main part of the day. I don't know.
That's a dumb question. I'm gonna let's skip that. you have any?
Yeah. What? Okay, well, I'm gonna interpret this question differently. But no. Never, I'm not gonna go.
Alright, I'll ask one because I have one. It says, if you could live in any decade...
I was just about to read this.
Yeah, if you could live in any decade of your life again. Wait, if you could live... Oh,
just
again.
Say in any decade.
Yeah, if you could live... Again, these are for Thanksgiving questions, right. Which are kind of stupid, but whatever. If you could live in any decade... Any decade. If you could live in any decade. Wow, I can't speak. If you could live in any decade, what would it be? Wow, that was hard. I feel like I've asked you this question before and you've answered.
Yes, I don't remember what I've answered. It's probably different.
I hope that it... I think I know what your answer's gonna be, and I hope you answer the same thing, but go ahead.
I think... I don't know. I would probably say this is a very weird thing, the 50s.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. I just feel like that's a... I would say the best time to live in the last 100 years is now. Because of the way that we've developed a lot of things. I think our lives are just a lot more... There's a lot more options to do a lot more things.
Yeah.
Opposed to the 50s where it wasn't as much. But, yeah. I have a reason for it. Because if you go to, like, Disney World and you do, like, the... What is it called? The...
I've never been in Disney World.
Oh, okay. They have, like, a progress... I forgot. It sounds so dumb that I don't know this. It's like the... They have... Basically, you sit in a chair and it's a revolving, like... Like, dome. And what you do is it shows you each decade and it's, like, progress. So it shows you, like, the 30s.
Oh, okay, I know what you mean.
And then it goes to the 50s and it shows you, like, how their lives were. I remember always, like, when it got to around, like, the 50s and 60s, I was like, that's cool. I would love to be there. The other times, I was like, all right, whatever. But the 50s and 60s gave me this, like, feeling, like, yes, I kind of want to be there.
Huh.
So that's my guess. Where would you go?
I think I would live in, I mean, I'm going to keep it within that, like, 100-year time frame, just because to say anything before 1900, it's just like...
You're going into a lot of, like, things,
it's just, like, whatever. I would say, because you can see, like, the progress in the 100 years in the past, from 1900 onward,
right,
has been, like, each decade is, like, actually different.
Yes, it is.
It's very interesting. I think I would live, I think it'd be cool to live in the 20s.
Yeah.
I feel like that was just a happy time.
Especially with our perspective now.
Yeah.
It's a change of pace.
But, you know, you got the 30s right around the corner.
Right.
Great Depression.
Right.
Do you want to go through that? I mean,
well, it's decades, so you would only live that decade.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Ooh, that decade, I think maybe the 40s.
Afterwards.
World War II, you know, ending, it's like the baby happy. Boomer. Yeah, I feel like that was also another fun time. I'm thinking about it in perspective of, like, when would it have been fun to play baseball as a kid?
Oh, that, well, that's
like,
true.
That's, like, 40s, 50s, 60s.
Yeah, because that was the only, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's true. That's, like, another thing. Is, like, as a big baseball fan, I want to have that Sandlot experience.
Right.
So, like, 40s, 50s would be really cool. I think it would be really fun.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Ooh, okay. It's very interesting. You probably won't be able to answer, actually.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't think you would. The question is, because now we're down to date questions.
Date questions.
Yes. But, like, I guess this is for couples. What phrase would you like me to never utter again?
Right.
It's like, I don't know. What you have no idea what you're going to answer. Like, I wouldn't
be able Your to tell old you man, goodbye.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's a good one. Have a good one. If I were a pair of shoes, what kind would I be?
I'm sorry, but going forward with this podcast, that needs to be the sign-off.
Oh, yes, it absolutely does. And have a good one. Oh, that's great. We're definitely going to be doing that. Okay. If I were a pair of shoes, what kind would I be? I have no idea. You'd be a pair of basketball shoes.
Yes. You would be Converse? No.
Why do you say that?
No, what are the shoes that you got, like, that were, like, not pink, they were white, just completely white.
Oh, the Nike shoes that I have? Were they Nike? The ones that I have right now?
Oh yeah, they weren't no.
The ones I have right now.
Yeah, yeah. But they were, like, stylish. They're almost like you could
with
dress
the,
like, them.
The red Nike symbol?
Yeah, you can dress them down.
Yeah, those are right.
They are Nike though. So I guess that doesn't
I work. Love those shoes. Alright. What's the best holiday we've ever spent with each other? Well, it's kind of the only holiday that we've ever spent with each other. Christmas.
And to explain that, we both have
We spent New Year's Eve too.
We spent New Year's Eve and Thanksgiving. Because
Thanksgiving?
Yes.
We didn't spend Thanksgiving together.
The Kerrs have you over
for their family Thanksgiving. That's a good time. I love that part. I look forward to that every year.
To explain all of that, we are from different families.
Yeah.
But I am marrying someone that goes to a friend's house for Christmas, and his family goes...
So basically, a bunch of friends of each other's, not actually family, but a bunch of family friends, or... Yeah. Family friends.
Family friends, yep.
Family's friends.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, a bunch of families get together on Christmas and celebrate Christmas together. And so my family, Jonathan's family, and a few other families, including... Oh, no, not your family. Just you with
right.
your fiance's family.
Yes.
We've been getting together for Christmas for the past few years.
We spent all the major holidays together.
Yeah.
That is
Thanksgiving's not on Thanksgiving, though. It's usually a couple weeks before.
But
still fun. You still get that Thanksgiving vibe.
Right.
It's a good time. But Christmas is... We actually spent Christmas together.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, Christmas is what was once... If I'm going to be honest with you,
boring.
Christmas is kind of a downer holiday.
Really?
I like Christmas season, even though it's way too long.
Yes.
And...
It starts December 1st.
It starts earlier than that.
It
starts before Thanksgiving.
Right after Thanksgiving, yeah.
But, Christmas kind of... I like the idea of Christmas season, but it just gets way overblown.
Right.
And it's... It's, all, consumerist, and, I just don't like it. It's kind of a bummer. Because people are...
It is.
Really concerned about, gifts, and, it's just, I wish it wasn't like
that. And then
that.
There's
disappointment,
too, with gifts.
Yeah, I wish the season was much smaller, and I wish it was less centered around gifts and more centered around people. Much like Thanksgiving is. But Thanksgiving doesn't really have a season. But I guess
possible to change that culture within a family?
Oh, absolutely.
Cut out
gifts.
Well, this is what I'm saying, though, is that you can have that, sure, but then say all the kids, they have friends. That, mindset, I feel like, is just spread through every family.
You kind of have to
You would have
you
to
mean
really,
as in, friends,
they're
friends
getting presents,
and
it's like, and they see how their family does it, and it's just like, oh, man.
So, the way I see it, I can see it, for instance, with my family.
Right.
My brother's kind of getting, my younger brother, who's now 17, we're getting to the point where,
you're almost done.
We're going to get to the point where gifts are no longer exchanged on Christmas. And I'm okay with that because it's not really... Again, I think it'll make Christmas better because no one's going to be worried about
what
we're
going to
get for each other.
You have
which
to
I think
save
really
the entire year for it.
Right.
For most people.
I have to budget.
Yeah,
A lot's all right, this is how much I have to spend.
Exactly.
And it's like, what? I feel like that's just...
Yeah.
Why? Why are we making it that complicated? But yeah, so to answer the question, we spend Christmas together,
yes.
And it makes Christmas really fun. why I was saying Christmas is a downer too.
Right.
It's not only the season, but there's so much build up to Christmas Day.
Yes.
Because of the gifts.
Correct.
That after you open the gifts in the morning.
It's done.
What's the holiday?
Nothing.
People are just people are not excited to see each other on Christmas. It's weird. And me now looking forward to all right. Gifts is not the thing. I'm gonna spend time with friends and have a good time on Christmas. And
correct.
It's I'm excited, you know.
And then you also have this kind of downer of the year starting. There's almost a lull between
I'm usually pretty excited about the
New Year's. No. Between New Year's and Christmas, you're realizing that all of the major holidays that anticipation is built up to is coming to an end. It's this is it. And now we're restarting. And then you're just going. For some reason, I have this buildup. The reason I proposed to my fiance the 28th of December was because I don't like that weird 5-day gap between New Year's Eve where you're waiting for the next event. So I was okay, Christmas, boom, motion, right? And then it's okay. Propose, boom, another event 3 days later. And then it's okay, now 2 days later,
New Year's Eve.
See,
I actually like the 5-day gap in between Christmas
really?
And New Year's. Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. Because I feel it's just kind of a, it's like a break, but not actually a break.
Right.
Because I think everybody is still down. All right, Christmas is done.
Right.
We still have New Year's, but everyone's like, all right, let's just chill for a minute.
Right.
And then New Year's happens, and then it's like, all right, year starts, go.
Right.
And I like the 5 year, 5 day gap.
5 year.
Big fan of it. But again, the way Christmas used to be, at least before we started meeting up as families, was kind of like, all right,
what do you
the day is done, and it's like Christmas is just boring. But now, I have something to look forward to, so it's nice. Yeah. Good. All right,
this is kind of a good one. What chore do you absolutely hate doing?
Ooh, chore that I hate doing.
Yeah.
I can tell you a chore that I love doing is washing. I love washing dishes.
Okay.
I know my parents would... If they ever heard this, they would be like, oh, no, he doesn't wash dishes. But like,
no, I get what you're saying.
If I see like a dish, a sink full of dishes, washing them and seeing that empty sink, it's satisfying.
Yeah, it's good.
Hate doing? Cleaning the bathroom sucks. But if I have a messy bathroom, I gotta clean it because I hate a dirty bathroom.
Hmm.
So, but I don't like cleaning it because I share a bathroom. See, if the bathroom was just me using it, it'd be spotless.
Right.
All the time.
You would never
need to clean it.
Right.
I probably would, like, once every
month
or something. But it would be spotless because I'm pretty clean. I don't leave clothes in there, like, if I'm done with a shower or something, which my brother does all the time. I don't know. I'm not messy. So, cleaning the bathroom kind of sucks.
It's good because
I don't like vacuuming.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, any floor care.
It's just not satisfying.
Floor care, specifically.
Yeah.
For instance,
I
like
to clean windows. Not bad.
There you go.
And that's not what I'm doing.
Good job. Yeah. I guess for me, would probably be the vacuuming. Because it's not just... Or no, floor care, specifically. Because, like...
What other floor care is there?
For my house, specifically, like yeah. There's, like, you have to do the steaming and, like, the vacuuming the carpets and, like... So, I don't like the whole... Like carrying a wire, plugging it in, and then bringing it to another place. So I don't like that stuff.
Okay. So that is, looks like we're at the end of the list here.
Yep.
It's the end of the article. But you know what? I think that was a successful first podcast.
Yes.
We still don't know what to call it.
To end it.
Let's hear it.
Here's the last question.
Go for it. Okay, sweet.
If you have the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say? This is the last 30 seconds of the podcast.
That's such a good question. If I had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would I say?
Because we're both Christians, let's take
it
out.
It'd have to be the Christian answer would be like, oh...
Right.
Share the gospel.
Right.
And it's like,
taking out the
sense.
Gospel, because I think we both would do it.
That has to be the... If I had the world's attention for 30
That's
seconds,
a really tough question.
What would
And I say? Think if we asked that question in 3 weeks, it might be different if we thought about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. No, it'd probably be different tomorrow.
Yeah.
Alright, so like the first thing I can think of right now, because I really dislike... I see it all the time. I think people are... There's just, like, a lack of understanding amongst people. It's like they don't see people from... And I sometimes fall short of that, too.
Gotcha.
And I would tell people, and maybe it wouldn't make a difference, but I'd feel good about it. Tell people to be more understanding and to be a little bit more empathetic. And I don't know. Well, I mean... I'd have to be a little bit more eloquent than
you
that.
You also have their attention.
I have their attention.
Which doesn't mean that they're watching. It means that they're actually listening. So that point is good. That you could actually tell them, hey, be this. And they're actually listening.
Be kind to one another.
Right.
Because,
so you're going to hold gun.
Because when... Yeah, you know what? Be kind to... No, because when you're kind to somebody, it actually can, like, legit change their day.
Right.
It makes someone feel a lot better about themselves. If you are encouraging or saying
nice
words.
Most conflict
ends. Yeah.
Actually, all conflict ends.
It's just be like a little bit understanding and I don't know. I think that would... what do you tell people? If you have the entire world's attention for 30 seconds, what do you say? You has to be, I don't know. Should be kind to people.
If I had... If I had the world's attention for 30 seconds, I would probably contact Google, Amazon, and be like, hey, listen, I'm getting the world's attention for 30 seconds. If you want an ad, you're going to pay a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
So I would get paid a lot of money.
Because wow. I think... You went the complete opposite direction. You just went, like, greed, and I'm thinking about people, and you're just like, man, I want to get paid.
Because I think that's a really, like, loaded question.
Well, here's the thing.
That was a good answer.
We both have the world's attention for 30 seconds. You can get paid, split it with me, and I'll tell the world to be kind to one another.
True. Last minute of the podcast. End it. Signing off. Say your famous words.
Oh, man. So, thanks, guys, for listening to our first podcast. I don't really know what this podcast is going to be called. We're going to call it something eventually. We just have to figure that out. But I'm happy that we got started, because...
That's a long time.
We've been talking about this for a while, and we did it. And it's 57 plus minutes, so...
It's pretty good. It wasn't
that hard. That's not bad. No, it wasn't hard at all. I felt like conversation was moving, and...
We'll cut out the first 5 minutes.
So, yeah, we might have to cut out. We might... Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe we'll just post it raw.
There you go.
Minus the 5 minutes. Right. In the beginning, but... Yeah, so for Jonathan and me, this is the Blank Podcast. Signing off. Have a good one.